Evolution. Somehow we think we've climbed to the highest rung of the evolutionary ladder, when really we're dangling from the lowest. When the birds no longer fear us, that's when our evolutionary cycle will be complete.
One. What are friends for?
Siffror, veckans dagar, månader.
Go away! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! If I want to get annoyed, I will. If I don't want to listen, I won't. Call me your friend? Friend? Ha! You can ditch that idea for a start. Once, maybe. But after the way you just behaved, you crawler! You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Your behaviour was inexcusable, shocking. I saw you with that idiot, showering him with affection, shaking hands like you've something stuck on the end of your fingers, asking him what he's been up to and doing your best to look interested in his answer. Then when he's buggered off and I ask you, who was that chap? You tell me you don't even know his name. It was obvious once he had departed that you couldn't give a fig if he'd walked straight out onto a 20-ton lorry. How degrading! Have you not a golden shred of integrity left? If I ever saw myself behaving like that, I'd make straight for a noose and hang myself. I'm not joking. Because I expect you to be sincere. And never to utter a single word that you don't really mean.
Act Two, The Critic.
Are you talking to me? No. It's just that I was miles away. Yes. But... For crying out loud! That's not what I said. Surely friendship must spring from a discerning and deliberate choice. What meaning would it have if we used it for every Bob, Slob and Alice who came through the door? We might at any moment discover one of these friends to be a total and utter prat. Yeah.
quite honestly, I'm the last person whose opinion you should ask for. It's a failing on my part that I tend to be a tad more frank in these things than is wise. Well, if you feel you must, there's the player, stick it on. But we shall see. Indeed. Let's just listen to it. Where or how it was recorded is quite immaterial. Oh. What? Are you kidding me? It's awful. Come on, this is absolute rubbish. Marvellous ending. If you ask me, is this arsehole who needs ending? Or his patents pending? I can't believe what I'm hearing. Go on, tell him what you really think. It's like this. I mean, it's always a delicate issue, this question of taste. After all, who doesn't like to be flattered? But as I was saying just last week to a person who shall remain nameless, as I read something he'd recently written, we must all do our utmost to control that nasty itch for scribbling to which we are so prone. We should also keep a tight grip on that idiotic desire for praise which makes us rush out and stick our self-indulgent pen pushing under the nose of the unsuspecting. No, you misunderstand me. But as I said to this bloke, one ill-conceived page of dross can destroy your reputation. You know how people are. Even though you may have 100 or more good qualities, they only notice your failings. I never said that. There's nothing wrong in making a noise to amuse yourself. But the only people who can be excused for letting their pompous puerile product loose on the world are those who have to do it for a living. If you insist. If I was you, I'd stick your music in one of those time capsules that won't be open for at least 1,000 years. That way, you'd prevent yourself and your progeny from becoming a laughing stock. I know I couldn't do any better, and that's exactly why I'd never force any other poor sod to listen to the result. Well, if it's praise you're after, piss off and look elsewhere. I don't give a monkey's. I'll say what I please. Sod off, you tosser!
Act 3, Love is Blind.
Selamon, there's something I've been meaning to say to you. You've been doing my head in recently. Really, I can't stand it anymore. What's the point of us going on together? I'm not about to pretend that our relationship's all sweetness and chandeliers, but whatever our ups and downs, I could have sworn we were made for each other. And now I realise I've only been kidding myself. Nope. We're heading for a breakup. I'm not slagging you off. It's just that you're over-affectionate with whoever happens by. How do you think it makes me feel when I see you being pawed and slobbered over by some snivelling hanger-on? Suggesting you clout them round the head. Only stop encouraging their advances. I'm well aware you can't help being attractive, but surely you don't have to lead them on.
But as long as you keep flirting with them, they'll keep trying it on with you. It's not as though they're the least bit interested in who you are or what you do. They just fancy a quickie. Take that Clitandre character from the other night. What did he say he was? A record producer. Well, it's quite obvious he couldn't produce a fart if you fed him a vindaloo and a gallon of virgin cola. I ask you, why should I believe you treat me any different from that bunch of hangers-on? But what assurance do I have that you don't say exactly the same things to them? Yes, sod the whole world. My love is beyond all imagining. No man has ever loved as I do. Let's stop arguing. It's up to you now. But from now on, I warn you, we must be entirely open with one another.
Act 5. Waiter, there's a fly!
Look, missus, leave me to look after my own affairs and stop interfering. I don't need you to fight my battles. As it happens, you're the last person I'd fall in love with. Selamin, I kept my mouth shut while everyone else slagged you off. Now they've gone, it's my turn. That's enough self-restraint for one lifetime. I'd have you know... It's all very well reproaching yourself now that you've been found out and exposed as a spiteful, backstabbing, mean-hearted monster, but what about me? Can I overcome my infatuation with you? Can I find it in my heart to hate you? When it comes to the crunch, all of us are weak, stupid, and full of human frailty. I'll tell you what. I'm willing to forgive you. I'll do my best to excuse your vicious spite as youthful exuberance warped by watching Australian soap operas. I'll cast your recent misdeeds out of my mind, provided you agree to come with me. Where do you think? Away from all this. At last, I found the perfect way. I've sunk the last of my fortune into an ex-US Air Force B-52. What's more, I've contracted them to keep us refueled and restocked so we never again have to touch terra firma. Think of it. Just us two, on autopilot, flying above this vile civilization till the end of our days. What does the rest of the world matter? I'll be more than enough for you. That does it. I abhor you. This refusal makes your past deeds pale into insignificance. Since you can't bring yourself to make me your all-in-all as you are mine, I renounce you. Your spell on me is broken. I'm freed from this diabolical obsession. Clear off out of it! See, you two have become an item. Chalk and cheese, eh? Good luck to you both,
for all it's worth. I'm going to escape this cesspool of triumphal capitalism. Of course I haven't bought a B-52. I was just testing her. I'm off to search the world for a spot so remote that David Attenborough hasn't filmed there yet. At last, I'll be free to experiment.
The Misanthropy by William. Adapted from John Wood's translation by Zen Fossa. Tales and sonically manipulated by Mr. O'Pot. It starred the amazing Paul Wilcox in the title role of Alcest. All other characters being played by diverse mechanisms and machines. Most notably, the divine Miss Hagger's washing machines and electronic combinator. And the astounding Monsieur Lale's collection of petroleum-powered combustion engines. This was, of course, an LMC production for Resonance Radio. Thank you for listening.